Hi there. The word for you today is look for the best in them. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 15, reading from the Message, Paul writes, look for the best in each other. V.J. Smith writes, and I quote, I don't remember the day I met Marty. Like a lot of people, the line I was in wasn't moving as quickly as I wanted, and I glanced toward the cashier, an affable-looking man in his 70s. I thought, well, he's an old guy, and it probably takes him longer. For the next few minutes, I watched him. He greeted every customer with the usual, how's it going? Then he did something different. He actually listened. You don't give much thought to the question. I could say, I just found out I've 6 months to live, and someone would reply, have a great day. The old cashier walked around to the customers, extended his hand, looked them in the eye, and said, I want to thank you for shopping here today. Have a great day. Well, the looks on their faces were priceless. There were smiles and sheepish grins. All had been touched by this simple gesture. Some walked away, paused, and looked back. They couldn't quite comprehend what had just happened. I wanted to take him home and feed him cookies. I'd been in that store 100 times and never walked away feeling like that. Great story, isn't it? A marriage counselor asked a couple to list each other's good qualities. When he hear this, the husband listed 12, but the wife couldn't think of any. The Bible says look for the best in each other and always do your best to bring it out. And that is hard to do when you're looking for perfection and focusing on the other person's shortcomings. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:4, love keeps no record of wrongs. In other words, love always looks for the best in others.